It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindelah as we continue to get together on a Friday morning. Coming up tomorrow is the latest performance by the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. With me in the studio now, always a pleasure when Octavio Masaroka stops in. He's the conductor and music director of the symphony. Good morning.
Good morning, and the pleasure is all mine to hear with you.
It is always a pleasure to talk with you about the performances of the Marquette Symphony Orchestra. This time around, not just symphonic favorites, but there's some operatic favorites. What have you put together for folks?
Yes, so this is actually all based on opera, famous either overtures or just like or highlights, you know? So it's just all opera, I would say just an opera blockbuster concert.
And of course, now with this comes the opportunity to hear it performed, and you've got some people that are coming in to help out. You've got some guest performers. What can folks expect if they can get that very hot ticket for the symphony?
Yes. So we have three singers. They're going to just be joining us as a guest. And of course, we have our wonderful, marvelous orchestra. So we will be doing the end of Rossini, William Tell, Everybody Knows. And then everybody knows that. And then they will be singing a few areas alone. And then with us, obviously. And very beautiful, and just something very famous. And a couple of that I didn't know that are from American opera, which is just a surprise, but they are also just very, very famous. And then the second part, of course, you know, we will finish also with the first part with Offenbach, the overture of the underworld, such as Orpheus in the Underworld, that also have the famous can on it.
Okay, you know? So now you're going to put together a performance. You have put together a performance that has a lot of things for people to touch to that they go, oh, I know what this is or whatnot.
Yes.
Obviously, there's fans of the music, and they will be there. But there's also the people that come to the symphony just to check out the symphony, right? How important is it for you as the music director, as the conductor, to put together a performance that moves people of all understandings of symphony?
I think that, well, this is very important, and also to connect everybody in somehow with the symphony, with music that they relate, even if they don't know that they relate to. So just that's why, for instance, the second part of the concert is only focused on the opera Carmen. And so we are doing the two suites of the opera Carmen, which is just the best music of the opera. And the three singers will be also singing with us one of those numbers. So it's just almost like compounding the entire 3.5 hours opera in 30 minutes, which is a challenge, but it's a good challenge because you only get the best. So to answer the question, this relates more to the people who knows Carmen, but at the same time, relates to people who doesn't know anything about music or opera, because this music is so famous that it has been in movies, in the TV, in shows.
It's something like that where they go, that, okay.
Exactly. That, yes. I know this song. Oh, I didn't know it was Carmen. I know this song. I heard it in some movie.
Now, this performance is coming up tomorrow. It is an afternoon performance.
Yes.
It's not in the evening, so people need to be aware of that, correct?
Yes, you need to be aware. It's at 4 p.m. We've tried in the last few years, we tried different times, and it seemed that like in the early months of winter, January, February, March, we've tried to do that four because it seemed to be working better. We will come back to the 7:30 times later on in the season, but right now it seems appropriate. So just don't forget, it's at 4 p.m.
tomorrow is the Marquette Symphony. That is Octavio Masarocas. He is with me in the studio today. He is music director and conductor of the symphony, the Marquette Symphony. Let's talk about this real quick. Tickets always go fast for these, so they might be getting close to sold out, but you can get them through your usual outlets, which are what? How do you get them?
You go to our webpage, and in our page, you can click around, and then you will find the information there. And I think that through NMU as well, you can get them. So just go online. Also, just if you go to our webpage, you will find the phone and the outlets to get it. And of course, you can get them at the venue on the day of the concert.
At the door, if they are available.
But exactly.
They always go fast.
I would suggest you just go online or call, because just the tickets go fast. We have an incredible support by the community. They really enjoy what we do. And this is a very popular concert as well. It's classical, but it's just, you know, a blockbuster of the
opera. It's opera, it's classical, it's symphony music, symphonic music, and music you're going to recognize, which I know is something that the Marquette Symphony always looks to put there for those that come and take in the performance. What do you like about this particular show? What's this one that's got you going, hey, this is going to be great?
Yeah, well, I really enjoy Carmen. You know, I think it's such a beautiful music, and it's one of those things. Carmen opera is one of those things that, like I say, every classical music goer listener knows Carmen, and even people who don't listen to classical music, they know it. They know there are melodies in there. So it's just it's huge, massive opera, right?
Yeah.
And there are parts in there that are less known, but it's just such a popular thing that sometimes we oversee it.
Oh,
you know,
I see.
When you just bring it to a place like Marquette and you bring the highlights, I think it's gonna be popping our eyes just with the beauty of the music. So just I really like that, and I love the variety of the things that we're presenting.
That is a wonderful way of putting a cap on it. Again, the Marquette Symphony Orchestra has their next performance tomorrow. It's at 4:00 at Kauffman Auditorium in Marquette. Tickets are going fast. You can get them through NMU ticketing outlets and through the website for the symphony. Octavio Masarokas with me in the studio today. He's the conductor, the music director. Thank you for your time, and thank you for what you're doing with the symphony and bringing it to our community and the work you and everybody put in. So thank you.
Thank you for your time, for having me, and for what you're doing for our community. Thank you so much.
All right. Good to talk with you.
Yeah.
If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.